This is another episode of Talks with Tyler ISD, a podcast about the passionate people who have a heart for students. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Bank and Trust. Welcome to this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. I'm your host, Jennifer Hines, and joining us today is the new principal at Rice Elementary, Mrs. Allison O'Neill. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited to hear about everything that you have going on at the school and a little bit about you. Let's kind of talk about just your journey in general. You're a graduate of Tyler ISD.
I am. I graduated from Robert E. Lee High School, which is now Tyler Legacy, way back in 2001. But before that, I went to Hubbard and I went to Rice and I even went to Andy Woods for a couple of years. So I'm a proud product of Tyler ISD.
And you were at Rice growing up as a student and now you're the principal. How does that feel?
It's definitely a full circle moment. I love that the campus that was very impactful to me as a student, I can now be that for the next generation of kids.
I love that. Well, tell us a little bit about, you have come in, you're replacing Mr. John Smiley, who has moved on to Hubbard, but you were a part of the leadership team before that. So you have been kind of moving up the ranks, so to speak. Kind of walk us through your journey.
Sure. So I started teaching in Richardson straight out of college. In fact, I started in the middle of the year because I was a December graduate and the school where I student taught happened to have an opening in January. So I went right into the classroom and had a great experience there. When my husband and I decided to get married, we wanted to move back to Tyler because we wanted to be near family. And so I applied in Tyler and I got a job at Andy Woods teaching third grade. And it was amazing. I loved my team. I loved the administration. In fact, the principal who hired me was Connie Moore, and she had been my assistant principal at Hubbard when I was a student. So that was a really neat experience.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was asked to participate in the Team Tyler One, the first group of candidates to get to go through that program and earned my master's degree, which I was so grateful for. And while I was in that program, I had the opportunity to go to Hubbard as a master teacher. Jeff Sherman asked if I would take that role, and I was honored, and it was an amazing experience. But I definitely felt like my heart was with the elementary kids.
Yes.
I loved working with the middle school teachers, but I definitely felt called to work with elementary kids. So when the opportunity came to go to Rice as an assistant principal, I jumped on it. Even though I thought, man, this is fast, it just felt right. And to go have the opportunity to go back to Rice was amazing.
And it was kind of like coming home. You were the assistant principal there for how many years?
3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. So you have been a part of that leadership team. Mm-hmm. You know how all of the systems work there. One fun fact that I think those that are listening right now would love to hear is that you actually met your husband and have known him since y'all were both at Rice.
That's right. We both attended Rice. We were in the same grade. We became friends in middle school and even dated a little bit in eighth grade and ninth grade. And then we kind of went and did our separate things and then found ourselves back together in College Station many years later. And yeah, it's then we're about to celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your education. Obviously, you graduated from Tyler ISD. Mm-hmm. And then what did you do from there education-wise?
I went to Texas A&M in College Station, had a wonderful experience. In fact, I didn't begin as an education major. I was kind of undecided. In fact, I really thought I was going to go into communications. And what changed my mind was a literature class I took. I needed a lit class, and I looked at everything that was being offered, and one of them was children's lit. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting. And so I signed up for that class, and part of that class was being a reading buddy at an elementary school. And it just spoke to my heart, and I loved every minute of it. And probably about a month into that course, I went to my advisor and said, I want to declare as
this is what I'm doing. I'm changing. I'm completely changing pathways. It's kind of like God said, you're going to go this way now.
And I have felt that in every single move that has been presented to me. I feel like God opens doors and it's our job to listen. And that's how I found myself in this position.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about your leadership style, when it comes to students. Mm-hmm.
When it comes to students, I feel like obviously we put safety first, mm-hmm. But the very next thing for me is growth. We mm-hmm. are so growth-minded. We are taking every kid, regardless of background, regardless of gaps in abilities, and we want to take them wherever they are and just move them forward. So it's all about motivating them. It's all about finding ways to reach each individual kid, because they're coming to us with the best they have. Our parents are sending us the best that they have. So it's our job to meet them where they are and just push them a little further, whether they're super high or not super high. It's always just our job to go the next little step.
And what do you, you mentioned motivation. What about your staff and the teachers that are on the Rice Elementary campus?
We are blessed with an amazing staff who have the biggest hearts for kids. When we talked about at the end of the year when we were closing out, and I told the staff that our theme this year was going to be growing together, they were all ecstatic, because that has been kind of the underlying current ever since I've been at Rice, is we want to grow individual kids. And so they were thrilled about that, because that's their goal as well.
Well, what about parents? Because, I mean, it takes a village. It takes us all. And parents definitely are one of those that you need to come alongside their child's education. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of garner that relationship with the parents of your students?
We have a phenomenal PTA. They put on so many events to encourage and welcome our parents. We have gingerbread jog in December that is not only parents but community. We have Title I events. We do a pizza in Plains, which encourages dad or dad figures to come and participate. Mm-hmm. We have family fun night, which is like a big carnival. So our PTA does a lot to provide opportunities to engage parents. We have, during our book fair, we do donuts with grownups.
I love that.
And it's important to us to be inclusive, because mm-hmm. not every kid has a mom or a dad. So we changed it last year to Donuts with Grownups, because they got to bring any grownup that was important to them. It didn't have to be a mom or a dad, and that went really well. And we had feedback from parents who said that they really appreciated that, because not every family is the traditional what you would think of. And so being inclusive like that was important for our parents.
Oh, absolutely. Very important. Well, you mentioned you had been a part of the leadership team at Rice for 3 years before coming into the principalship. What are some of your goals during this first year at Rice?
Oh, gosh. I definitely want us to be very collaborative. In terms of teaching, we want to really lean on that PLC, professional learning communities, to help not only our students grow, but help our teachers grow. I feel like it's an important part of being a principal to help your teachers identify their strengths and lean into those, and things that they maybe are not as comfortable with, really developing those. We are using teacher leaders to lead some of our professional development, or we did back in August, and we're going to continue that through the year, because we have great teachers on our campus and everybody has different strengths, mm-hmm. and we can really use them as a resource to help our teachers who are not necessarily struggling, but if they're not as proficient in an area, we can match them with a teacher that is their strength, mm-hmm. and really help to grow the teachers as well.
And I love to hear that. You're talking about growing the teachers. Mm-hmm. That way the teachers can turn around and grow the students.
Absolutely.
And help those students develop into future leaders. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how you plan to do that.
Well, oh gosh, how are we going to do that? Well, we have lots of opportunities, leadership opportunities for our kiddos on campus. That's super important. We do live morning announcements with students. They lead those announcements. They help write what's going to go on the script, and they're led by our fabulous MTS on campus. And we have many leadership roles. Being on announcements is one of those. But we have all types of leadership roles for our kids. We do a leadership night.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the Leadership Night.
So Leadership Night is a way for our kids to display all the skills that they've learned through the Leader in Me, the Seven Habits, and they actually lead the night. And they it's a chance to showcase all of the ways that they have developed their leadership skills throughout the year.
And what is your favorite part of the Leader in Me program? Some that may not have heard about it, it's based on Franklin Covey's Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. This is the student or children version of it. It is district-wide. What is your favorite part about having these habits develop these future leaders?
I love how the habits are woven into everything we do. Any task that you have, you can look and identify one of the habits that's necessary to complete that task. So anytime if a kid is struggling, you can lean in and say, hey, you know what? Let's begin with the end in mind. Where do you want to end up in this situation? It's great, especially when you're dealing with challenging behaviors, because I'll ask a kid, What was your goal in this? Where did you want to end up? Because let's begin with the end in mind. Is did your choice get you the result that you wanted? If it didn't, let's go back and see if we can be proactive and make a different choice.
Yes, I love that. Well, we're now a little bit into the school year. What are some of the things that y'all have got going on? What are some of maybe the priorities, you know, for this first semester that you're excited about?
Oh, gosh. I'm very excited about having our readathon, which is our big school-wide fundraiser, but also is a reading challenge. So we have motivational rewards for the kids, not only for helping to raise money, but also for reading minutes in the classroom. And so we really are encouraging the literacy in the classroom, the love for reading. We have guest readers coming in to read aloud to students. We have celebrity readers who will record reading a book that we'll get to share with students, or some of them are even going to use Microsoft Teams to live into a classroom if they're not able to physically be in the classroom, and the kids love it. The past couple of years, we've utilized some football players from the Legacy High School team, which really excites them because they are just enamored with those football players.
Well, and it also goes back to Leader in Me, begin with the end in mind.
Exactly.
And so they kind of see, oh, I'm going to be in high school at this high school one day.
Future
I might want to play
Raiders.
Football, or I might want to be a part of the band or something like that. Well, it has been wonderful talking with you. Is there anything that you would like to share with those that are listening right now that you that we have not already covered that you're just excited about being at Rice this first year, and anything at all?
I'm just really excited to share our passion for kids. The hugs, the love, the motivation. It starts from the minute they get out of the car. And I love that we're on a campus where that love is visible and it is just felt. It feels like home. And I'm so excited to share that with our kids and our families and our staff. And it's just a blessing to be there.
That's wonderful. It's definitely neat to see the kind of the bow being tied with you being student now coming full circle back to principal. Allison O'Neill, newest principal at Rice Elementary School, thank you so much for joining us today for this episode of Talks with Tyler ISD. Be sure to download our app. Also, if you want to, check out the newsletter that we have. It's an external newsletter where you can find out about all of the things going on in Tyler ISD. You can do that by going to get.tylerisd.news. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Texas Bank and Trust. Subscribe to Talks with Tyler ISD on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. Please share this episode with your friends and family.
Home is made up of hopes and dreams, and your ability to help students be successful in reaching their hopes and dreams is why Tyler ISD is your hometown school district. This is my home. There is absolutely no better place to live and learn than Tyler, Texas.
We're proud of the extraordinary partnership we share with Tyler Independent School District. a premier public school system. In the last decade, we've educated children together, providing a small town feel with big city opportunities.
The culture at Tyler ISD is family oriented. No matter the position, you're part of a bigger family. Tyler's been a home to me now for 9 years, an actual home. And of course, my second home is our Tyler ISD. As your superintendent, I can't think of a better place to be. I see our employees going above and beyond for the sake of our children here in Tyler, Texas.
Together, we intentionally build an environment in which our families are empowered to choose where their children learn. Our state-of-the-art facilities are available to all who choose Tyler ISD.
And it's inside these walls that students learn to be leaders who are self-reliant, considerate of others, and creative problem solvers.
In Tyler, we are a community. We thrive, flourish, prosper, and grow. Tyler is where we work, live, and want to stay. This is home.
This is our home.
This is my home.
This is our home.
My home.
My home.
This is our home.
This is home.
When it comes to Tyler, Texas, there is no place like home.
Tyler ISD is
our home, yes, school district.